For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Law enforcement agencies across 19 countries have collaborated to dismantle LabHost, an online platform that has earned over $1 million by selling phishing kits to cybercriminals. CNN reports that the operation, which was spearheaded by the UK Metropolitan Police, resulted in 37 arrests and a search of over 70 locations worldwide. LabHost enabled the creation of fake websites designed to trick people into revealing email addresses, passwords, and bank details. Country singer Kelsey Ballerini has filed for a restraining order against Bo Ewing, a hacker who's accused of leaking her unreleased music. People reports that Ewing, a former member of Ballerini's fan club, allegedly obtained and distributed unreleased masters and demos of Ballerini's still-in-production songs. The legal action, which also names Black River Entertainment and producer Elisa Vanderheim as plaintiffs, underscores growing concerns over music piracy and unauthorized leaks in the industry. Cyber attacks on the marine transportation system surged last year, according to a new report from U.S. Coast Guard Cyber that highlights efforts to enhance cybersecurity measures. Incursions by groups like Volt Typhoon necessitated a new cyber executive order to safeguard U.S. infrastructure. In the future, the Coast Guard's 1,200 active-duty marine science technicians will receive specialized training to strengthen defenses against cyber threats. To Singapore now, where a hack of the Mobile Guardian app, which helps parents manage their children's device use and restrict their internet access, exposed the personal information of parents and teachers from 127 primary and secondary schools across Singapore. The Straits Times reports that the breach, which originated from the app's user management portal, raises concerns about data security in educational technology settings. Approximately one-third of the country's schools were impacted by the leak. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix notified authorities of a cyber attack compromising the sensitive information of over 1 million Catholics. According to JD Supra, names, addresses, and social security numbers were among the data accessed by unauthorized parties. The diocese serves Catholics in the greater Phoenix area through 65 schools and 94 parishes, generating around $266 million in annual revenues. And finally, Google's privacy sandbox is facing scrutiny from the UK privacy regulator for inadequate consumer privacy protections. Although Google had proposed the technology as a replacement for cookies, internal documents reveal concerns over loopholes that could compromise user privacy and anonymity. According to the Wall Street Journal, the UK Information Commissioner's Office has warned that systemic industry non-compliance means the technology is likely to be misused by companies for tracking users across different platforms. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.